You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM at 7:50 a.m.
Football Tuesday on Drive Time Sports, live from the Sutherland Studios. We have one more division to get into, and we've saved this one for the last because, man, what a bad division. The NFC South. It's amazing that just 3 years ago, we had a division that had Drew Brees and Tom Brady in it. Yeah. Wow, this is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Christian McCaffrey's in this division. Yeah. Tom Brady, Drew Brees. The Falcons had Matty Ice, for crying out loud.
Yeah. Like he was a league MVP.
Yeah.
He was the MVP of the NFL.
It was an exciting division. Now, we knew that Tampa Bay was going to be the cream of the crop. That's why Tom went there. Okay, but now, post-Brady, Tampa Bay should be dreadful. Post-McCaffrey, the Panthers, they go with Bryce Young. Not totally unsurprising to a lot of people. That's the storyline there. Atlanta actually surprised a lot of people midseason last year. They were more competitive than I think a lot of people thought, but a lot of that had to do with the awful division. Then you go to New Orleans. What does life after Drew Brees look like? We didn't know last year. It was just a modge-podge of quarterbacks. Now it's Derek Carr.
It's interesting. I don't know what even to say. I think who's your favorite here?
It's got to be New Orleans.
Why? Derek Carr?
Yeah, they got the best quarterback in the division.
Right. Okay. I think the best defense is going to be in Carolina.
I agree with that.
They have J.C. Horn's healthy, Derek Brown, Brian Burns. I mean, they got some stuff going on down
there. So does New Orleans, though. A statistic you can't ignore with the Saints, I got it right here. They ranked 5th in yards and 9th in points allowed last season. You know how impressive that is, considering that offense was awful?
Awful. Awful. Dennis Allen does a nice job.
Yeah, he does.
Defensively. I agree with you. I think we got to go with the veteran quarterback here. Derek Carr's played through dysfunction at its finest. I think it's a more stable environment. Mickey Loomis, Dennis Allen, they've been there a long time in New Orleans, right? So I think it's a little more stable for him. Carmichael's called plays. I think Pete Carmichael's still that offensive coordinator down there. This guy's been a protege of Sean Payton's for, I don't even know how long. Got to be a decade.
Close to it,
longer.
At least, yeah.
I do believe... So this is going to be interesting. I think Derek Carr is a settling presence. You know, what he dealt with in Oakland and Las Vegas, most quarterbacks could never deal with. And so I think you're right. This is a good defense. If Kamara plays, this team's probably the cream of the division, but still, do we think this team's going far in the playoffs? No.
No, and I think it's a small margin because if we're going to talk defenses, let's not forget what Atlanta did this offseason. They made improvements defensively, and I think Okuda might be one of the most interesting players this next season, kind of a make-it-or-break-it year for him. They got him on the cheap. They went out and they signed Bates. They have Campbell.
Jesse Bates is a good football player.
Calais Campbell's a good football player.
Yeah, a veteran presence.
Yep.
Yeah.
They went out and they spent some Bud Dupree. They have Bud Dupree as well. Right, so they went out and spent some money,
and they were tough out last year.
They were
tough out. So they're going to turn it over to Ritter.
Right call.
Yeah, you got a good running game. Arthur Smith wants to be creative in the running game, shield the quarterback, and I think he can do that. And you got to find out what you got. Right, you got to find out if he can play or not. So, and I think what they ended up with Jonnu Smith. Didn't he go back down there? He was an old Tennessee Titan, played with Arthur Smith.
Right.
He goes back down to help. The Algiers kid was really good last year.
You got Drake London. You got Kyle Pitts. Not a bad team.
No. There's some weapons there. So I think Arthur Smith, that offense takes a step. I think Ritter, they were competitive. I'd love the Carolina Panthers building block here. I really like what they did with the Frank Reich thing. I like the Bryce Young thing. I love this defense. I think J.C. Horn, Derek Brown, Jeremy Chinn. I mean, they got some guys that can flat do it over there on that side of the ball.
When we talk about being married to a quarterback, this is it for Frank Reich. This is his last chance. He's got to do something in Carolina or he's completely done. One of the things I like about what Carolina did, we haven't even talked about Adam Thielen.
Yeah.
That's a tremendous veteran on the outside.
About 3rd and 6. Bryce Young, you know, the play call for Frank Reich's going to be, okay, Bryce, drop back and see Thielen over there.
He's your
safety
net.
Throw it to him for 7 yards.
Yep, he's your safety net.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of that to help. Interesting to see how that run game goes.
Miles Sanders,
you know, he signed up. Yeah, again, not a great deal, but Miles Sanders, hey, this guy was real close to winning a Super Bowl. He's rushed for 1,000 yards. Like this team, but again, this division is going to come down to, I think, really just in the end, it's going to be razor thin, but it's going to be the quarterback. Do we see Kyle Trask this year play for Tampa Bay, or do we see Baker Mayfield for 17?
Kyle Trask plays at some point in time, unless we see a rejuvenated Baker, and he says that he was rejuvenated in Los Angeles. He claims that that's exactly what he needed. He had fun playing football again. At times, he looked pretty good in a Ram uniform. He wasn't bad last year, especially under the circumstances. But the thing with Baker Mayfield is, if you're 3-7, if you're 4-12 or 4-10, why would you?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, why put in Trask, see what you got.
You might as well.
I think he was a second rounder, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. He was a second rounder. Yeah. So, and I believe this is year three. So you only have 4 years on that if you're a second rounder. You don't get the fifth year option.
That's right.
So they got to find out what they got here. Yep. This is going to be a real live quarterback battle. I really believe this is a wide open quarterback race. In camp, I think Kyle Trask has a chance to win this job and play all 17 games.
Well, the offensive line is going to be a problem. They lost three key members of their O-line, either due to free agency or retirement. And Baker Mayfield is a guy that I would trust to make a decision, be able to move on his feet a little bit. Baker's tough. He's a hard-nosed football player.
Yeah, he is. And that might be that might be what it is. Because Trask, I think he's 6'4", 240.
Yeah.
He's got a cannon. So physically, he's there. But you're right. Baker's still a gamer, man.
No, he is.
You saw it last year. Yeah. What he signed on Wednesday, and he beats the Raiders on Sunday night.
No, he beat the Raiders on he signed on Tuesday. Beat the Raiders on Thursday night.
Yeah. I mean, that's incredible. Not only did he beat him on the last minute. He took the game-winning drive.
He took a 90-yard drive.
He was there less than 48 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he wins a game. Dude, you have to be a gamer to do that.
Right.
So, defensively, I still think they're going to be okay. I like that secondary.
They'll be okay.
I like what they do defensively. Literally, if Baker plays good football, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to win this division. Their defense is good enough that they could do that. If Baker plays really good football, I think they win a division. I see that happening? Probably not, and I agree with you. It's going to be New Orleans, but would you be shocked would you be shocked if Tampa Bay went 9-8 and won that division?
Yes, I'd be floored.
You would?
I would be floored.
I wouldn't. Because I don't think the team winning that division wins 10 games. I think they're going to be 9-10 wins to win that division.
I would be floored because in order for Tampa Bay to win that division, okay, let me ask you this. Who's the best defensive player in the division? It's got to be Brian Burns, right?
Brian Burns, yeah. Cameron Jordan.
Okay. And you like what Carolina has defensively.
I love what Carolina has defensively.
When I look at the Saints, I think this is the team to beat within the division. They improved drastically at quarterback. They're going to have a couple of weapons back on the offensive side of the ball, including Kamara, who you never know from day to day. Same thing with Michael Thomas, right? Well, I haven't seen this guy play football in like 3 years.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that, you know what? That just changed my whole argument. I had forgot he played on the Saints.
I'm sure you have, right? Because we haven't seen him.
And last time I think we saw him play a full season, would he catch 132 passes?
Yeah, he was great. And so now he's got a quarterback. In order for Tampa to go 9-8, they have to finish with a winning record in this division, and I just don't see it.
And okay, I wouldn't be floored. I wouldn't be shocked if that happened.
If they go 4-2, you wouldn't be shocked.
No. Oof. No, because you got a rookie quarterback over there, Desmond Ritter, who I just...
Mm. Let me tell you why. Let me throw this out there, and this goes against X's and O's logic. Tom Brady's not walking away from a team that had a chance to get back to the playoffs. No, he's... To be that good... You have to be a borderline sociopath. I'm a firm believer of that in any sport.
Yeah.
Coaches are the same way.
Yeah.
You don't walk away from a situation that has the possibility of being great at some point the following year. Coaches don't do it. Players don't do it.
Well, we're not talking great because there's no great team in that division anyways.
No, but I don't think
there's... I'm sure 9-8 is like 9-8.
Vinny, I think there's maybe two great teams in the NFC.
Yeah, I agree with you.
The NFC is not great, okay? So Tom Brady walked away from a situation where the worst division in football, I mean, at 45 years old, we'd probably look at this guy and say he's the best player in the division. At 45 years old, we'd probably have said that. He's walking away from a team that plays in the worst division, that plays in the conference that is by far worse than the AFC, and he still walked away from this.
Well, and then again, I'm not saying they're going to be great. I don't think any team from this division wins a playoff game.
Well, but if my old logic goes, if you're 9-8, you're in the hunt.
You're in the hunt.
If you're 10-7, you're in the hunt.
Correct.
And if you get into the postseason, the Cincinnati Bengals proved this to us 2 years ago. Just get in.
Just get in. Oh, I agree. Jacksonville last year.
Jacksonville.
They won the last three games, they just get in. 14-team
playoff. Just get in.
Just get in.
And crazy stuff can happen.
Crazy stuff can happen.
So, to me,
And I'm saying this. I'm saying that defense plays great and Baker plays really good and they win nine games. That's like best case scenario, though.
You're saying the division is so bad that if they play moderately well offensively, they can get in.
If Baker, Mayfield plays really good football, they could win nine games.
Well, let's look at the over-unders. New Orleans, over-under, 9.5.
Over. I think they win 10 games.
I'm going to say under because of the half. 9.
I think they win 10 games. I think they go 10-7.
Atlanta, over-under, 8.5.
Under.
I'm going to go under.
I just don't believe in Desmond Ridder. The last time I really watched Desmond Ridder, he was playing an NFL coach and NFL defense to Alabama in the bowl game, and they embarrassed him. He did not look like it.
It's a quarterback-driven league.
He did not look good.
And they don't have a quarterback right now. They don't
have
a quarterback.
I agree with you. I don't see it.
Carolina, over-under 7.5.
I'm going to say under, and I'm going to tell you why. I just think rookie quarterbacks, it's a rookie quarterback. I know this kid's number one pick in the draft. I know he can run around. You know, Bill O'Brien's an NFL coach. He's ran NFL offenses. But I think they win 7 games.
And then Tampa Bay, over-under 6.5.
I think they win 8 games.
Here's the stat on Tampa Bay. They won one game where they allowed more than 16 points last season. That offense was atrocious.
That means the defense played good.
Good point.
That means the defense played good. Now, that's where I was going with that. I mean, Baker Mayfield has to play really good football for this team to win 9 games. I don't think he's going to, but I wouldn't be shocked if they did. Would I be floored? No, I wouldn't.
I'm going to take the under. I'm going to take the under on all three teams except for, you know what? I take that back. I'm taking the under on all four teams.
So you think New Orleans wins 9 games, wins the division?
Yeah. That's a horrible division. That is a bad division.
It is. What team has the best chance of surprising?
Atlanta.
And I think Carolina.
I'll
imagine Bryce Young plays good.
Yeah. The reason I'm going to go with Atlanta, I like what Atlanta did. I like Atlanta's defense. I do.
And Arthur Smith, he plays the brand of football. You know, he came up coming through Mike Vrabel. Hey, let's run the ball. Let's beat you down. Let's be physical.
Yep.
Let's get the quarterback on the move. Let's protect him. Don't screw it up. Be a tough out. And that kind of football worked, especially in a division like that.
No question. Is Bijan Robinson is he top 7 in the league in rushing yards next season?
If Bijan Robinson, I'll tell you what. If they rush for 2,000 yards between Ridder, who's going to run a little bit, Bijan Robinson, and Algiers, who was great last year.
Yep, he was good.
They rush for 2,000 yards. Do they win 9 games?
Yep.
I agree with you. Yeah. So week 14, we're looking at it going, Atlanta wins 2 more games and they're in.
We had that conversation last year at week 14 because the division was so awful. Yeah. Well, we have recapped every single division, which means it's about time to start talking camp. There are other storylines we can get into next week. All of our divisions are complete. We have all 8 of them set. You can listen to them on demand right now at CastleCountryRadio.com. Vinny, we'll be back to do it again next week.
Always good talk to you, Jordan.
Be safe. We are out.